Oh, excuse me for a minute while I step inside the control room. Ah, that's better. Now, please be patient a few more seconds while we pay the bills.
How's it going, Bill? Or should I say stud?
Very funny.
Really, how's the work on that dryer head going?
We've been trying to take out those three bolts for 2 days. I've had crews working on it around the clock, we've broken wrenches, and must have gone through about a gallon of penetrating oil. And we accidentally hit the dryer shell a number of times. Now I'm going to have to get a metallurgical engineer out here to see if we have done any permanent damage.
So, are you doing this the old-fashioned way, just for fun?
Huh? You got any better ideas, Miss Smarty Pants?
Matter of fact, I do. Ever heard of CBG, metal disintegration and stud removal?
CB what?
CBG, metal disintegration and stud removal.
Who's that?
CBG, metal disintegration and stud removal will take care of those studs and not damage anything else. Heck, the U.S. Navy has used them to repair aircraft carrier decks.
How long does it take?
Usually about 2 hours, and the threads in the hole are not damaged.
Well, that's probably nice if you're in the big city, but out here in Hickory Flats, I'll bet they cost a fortune and take forever to get here.
They claim they can be anywhere in the world in 48 hours, and for shutdowns, they can be here on standby for a reasonable fee. I know they've worked in mines in Chile, and just how much has your effort cost so far? Stud. Around-the-clock cruise for 2 days? Lost production of how much? Maybe a damaged dryer shell?
Yeah, you've got a point. How do I get in touch with CB whatchamacallit?
It's CBG, metal disintegration and stud removal. Call them at 1-757-465-0333 or visit them on the web at cbgmaintenance.com. CBGMAINTENANCE.com. Or again, phone them at 1-757-465-0333.
CBG Metal Disintegration and Stud Removal. Now that has a nice ring to it.
This is NIP Impressions for the week of the 21st of September, 2015. Managing the unmanageable. The first thing to do when managing the unmanageable is to be certain of your own direction and purpose. If you are not correct or comfortable in your role, it will be quite difficult to manage others, especially those not correct or comfortable in their role. So by now you know your overarching responsibility is to, quote, spin the invoice printer, end quotes, and to do so in a legal, moral, and ethical way. Of course, these are high-sounding terms which must be properly interpreted and adapted to your own unique set of conditions. Just make sure you do a great job of doing this. Your subordinates came to you by one of three routes. You were promoted to be their boss, they transferred into your area of responsibility, or they were hired in from the outside. How you treat them depends somewhat on how you acquire them. If you were dropped in from the outside to take charge and straighten out a mess, isn't there always a mess? You can start with large platitudes and follow up with one-on-one meetings with your direct reports. That is, if it is a large group. And if it is a small group, you can meet with each individual one-on-one. However, even if it is a large group, regularly parachute into the ranks and have small group or individual meetings there. In all cases, make sure you behave exactly or better than the standards you are setting for your subordinates.
And now let's pause a moment for this message.
Come in.
Hey, Rita, I have some exciting news.
Oh, yeah? What's that, Bob?
You know how we were discussing in last month's meeting the need for better work organization?
Yeah, I remember. I also remember that none of us had any ideas on where to start.
Well, do you remember a few months ago where we had a discussion about steel dryers?
I almost forgot about that one. What's the point?
Well, I just discovered that there's a conference in October that we have to attend.
I am so tired of boring conferences. They all seem to be such a waste of time.
This is not your typical conference.
Oh yeah? Tell me more.
This is the Light Green Machine Institute Conference. It is being held at the University of Wisconsin, Stevens Point, on October 20th through the 22nd. Voith will make a presentation on steel dryer cans. A presentation from the Greenpack Mill in Niagara Falls, New York, will discuss the implementation of a high-performance work team model. The keynote speaker will be retired executive Phil Harris, and his topic will be The Simple Life. And that's just some of the exciting things that will be presented. Plus, half the proceeds are being donated to the University of Wisconsin-Stevens Point Paper Science Foundation.
Wow, Bob, this does sound exciting. Let's sign up to attend, and ask some other people around the mill if they would like to go as well.
Will do. I cannot wait to attend the Light Green Machine Institute Conference.
For more information on our 6th Annual Light Green Machine Institute Conference, please check out our ads on Nip Impressions. That would be www.nipimpressions.com, or Paper Money. That would be www.globalpapermoney.com. We hope to see you there.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, the conclusion of this week's column.
Should an employee be transferred into your group, this is a special case. Other managers in large corporations, and small ones too, no doubt, do not give up their best team members. You likely just received damaged goods. Asking this person's former boss a SWOT, S-W-O-T, strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, threats analysis of this person is a waste of time. They are only going to tell you the good stuff. Personal meetings, lots of them, with this person will need to be needed to get them performing as you want them to perform, if it is possible at all. Unsaid, this person is coming to you with the habits from their previous nest, and they have interpreted their previous nest as living by the guidelines and principles of the corporation for which both of you have worked for some time. Of course, this is not true, and you both know it. That former abode of theirs had its own eccentricities, foibles, and interpretation of the mothership's directives. They are not yours, and the sooner the new person understands this, the better. If they are a hard case, they will keep bringing up how things were done at the other place. I saw this played out one time in a prim and proper engineering office of which I was in charge when I found scrawled on the bathroom wall, quotes, "I don't give a damn how they do it in major Scandinavian capital city." Obviously, one of our locals had headed up to here with an expat's attempt to change us to their way of thinking. When you work for me, you may have input, but eventually you will follow my direction. If you don't persuade me, your way is better. Finally, we have the case of the new hire. The young new hire takes a lot of coaching. The first thing they need to understand is that their employer expects to make a profit on their being in the corporation. In other words, their total cost is expected to be less than what their contribution means to the sales of the company. Young people seem to often have trouble with this. Quote, Why should the company make money off of me, end quotes. The real answer is that is the only reason to hire you. If in the long run we cannot make money off of you, why would we hire you? Beyond that, the newbies have all sorts of habits you have to straighten out. And it seems like as time has gone by, or is it just me getting older, the newbies come in more clueless and with more bad habits than ever before. One-on-one coaching by you or someone you trust is the only way to get these folks headed in a path of value to the corporation. Then there is the new hire that has some experience and comes from a different company. These folks come from one of two extremes, from the very valuable, which bring all sorts of new ideas, to the worthless, the clear results of a hiring mistake. The theme through all of this is this: know your subordinates, work closely with your subordinates, don't assume anything if you want to build a great team. Sports team management is a good example to follow here. They move people around all the time. They put everyone through the same training and objective setting, no matter where they came from. You should do the same. Have I missed any issues here? Let us know in our quiz this week. You may take it online. For safety this week, not once above did I mention safety training, but you already knew that comes first, right? Be safe, and we will talk next week.
Nip Impressions is written by Jim Thompson, usually voiced by Jim Thompson, and is copyright 2015, Paparitalo Publications, Duluth, Georgia, USA. All rights reserved.